a diabetes breakthrough.
Greetings, America. Welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your vitality and to your well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they are, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body and of your health. You are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health issue. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure, obesity, psoriasis, acne, rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, autoimmune issues of all kinds, digestive ailments, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous, but what is in the world of biology, what is in the world of the body, standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is a healing system. It is designed divinely to heal and renew and regenerate itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem like it's a miracle to some folks, this healing system is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your meds and get on a good supplement program, we can help you do that. And we'd love to hear from you at 866-582-9933. If you have questions or if you want to share a success story or if you want to contribute to the conversation, our number 866-582-9933. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones I take, and the ones I recommend, get to my website, brightsideben.com, brightsideben.com. We got a shopping cart up there with all the good products, the longevity products that you hear talked about on the radio program. Make sure you take a look at the Beyond Tangy Tangerine multivitamin mineral complex powder you add to water and drink. You can also find articles up there and videos up there. If you want to learn more about the longevity products or the longevity business, you can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. I should say Phyllis, Andy, Nasima, Angela, or Frank, or Danette at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. Thanks for joining us today, folks. I want to continue talking about heart health, cardiovascular issues, and alternatives to drugs, the whole idea that we've been addressing for the last, maybe 3 or 4 weeks now when it comes to heart health. And the whole idea on The Bright Side is that if you're using prescription drugs to treat your body, to treat your heart, to treat your circulatory system, you have lots and lots and lots of non-drug alternatives. This radio program is really about options, options to prescription drugs. And when it comes to cardiovascular health, you have tons of different alternatives at your disposal. You can watch your insulin. You can watch your sugar intake. Keep your fructose intake under control. Liver health is important. Bile and gallbladder health all play an important role when it comes to cardiovascular health. The integrity of the entire digestive system is key. There are so many different ways that the digestive system is involved in cardiac health that it should be considered an insult to our intelligence for any doctor to put us on Plavix or metoprolol or nifedipine or a statin drug or any kind of circulatory drug without checking digestive symptoms. If your doctor puts you on a heart drug because he tells you your cholesterol is too high and he doesn't check your digestive system, find yourself another doctor, or even better, doctor yourself. If you're taking a heart medication and you have an uncorrected digestive issue, not only, folks, are you wasting your money and wasting your time, but even worse, your uncorrected digestive issues are very likely making your circulatory system worse, making your heart worse, making your prescription drugs not effective, and very likely making your digestive problems and your heart health even worse. I don't know how much clearer I can be than to say this, folks. Drug companies could give a rat's you-know-what about you and your loved one's health. And that's not supposed to be an insult. I don't mean to be negative. I'm not being angry. I'm not being pejorative. It's nothing to get mad about. It's just the way it is in our corporate capitalist culture that has turned our health miseries into a commodity, into sales, into dollars. that has turned our diseases into dollars. It's made our medicine just another component of the gross domestic product. The pharmaceutical industry, people, is not your friend. It's not supposed to be your friend. It's a business. And the only reason they care about us is to the extent that they can extract our dollars. Period. End of story. And I'm saying this as somebody who works in this nasty, insidious business. I got a letter from a gal who was upset that her doctor didn't seem to care or didn't spend enough time with her. Well, what do you expect? Why is a doctor supposed to care? You tell me, people, why is a doctor supposed to care? Are there any good docs out there? Yes, of course. There's wonderful doctors out there. Are there conscientious doctors out there? Yes, of course there are. There's wonderful conscientious doctors out there. But when you get a medical license, that doesn't automatically make you Mother Teresa or a saint or even a good person. This AMA, American Medical Association, con job on the American public that's supported and funded, by the way, by drug companies and insurance companies is behind this idea that we have a kindly doctor who loves us and that we have kindly medicines that are going to protect us. Now, it might not be so bad as the French philosopher Voltaire said when he was quoted in the 18th century, no less, in the 1700s, saying, "Doctors are men who prescribe medicines of which they know little to cure disease, of which they know less in human beings of whom they know nothing," unquote. Let me say that again. This is from the 1700s, the French philosopher Voltaire, quote, "Doctors are men who prescribe medicines of which they know little to cure diseases of which they know less in human beings of whom they know nothing," unquote. Now, this is in the 1700s, folks, and it's certainly not as bad as it was back then, but it isn't a heck of a lot better. There's a reason why prescription drugs kill 100,000 people a year when taken correctly. And there's a reason why iatrogenic disease is a disease that's caused by medicine, a disease caused by doctors and hospitals. It's a term that's in the lexicon, iatrogenic, I-A-T-O-R-O-G-E-N-I-C, iatrogenic disease. A doctor-caused disease, bad surgeries, bad diagnosis, bad medicines. It's the third or fourth leading cause of death in this country, depending on who you ask. The bottom line here, folks, it's not the doctor's fault, and it's not the doctor's responsibility to take care of us. Any more, by the way, than it's the government's responsibility to take care of us, or our neighbors, or anyone else. The bright side philosophy is a philosophy of independence. It's a philosophy that is set up in the greatness of the human being, the greatness that is inherent in our brains, the greatness that is inherent in the biological system, the greatness that is inherent in our minds and our spirits that can simultaneously explore the vastness of the infinite universe as well as plumb the mysteries at the tiniest depths of atomic and nuclear physics. The greatness of our minds that can contemplate the miracles of divinity, and most of all, the greatness of the biological system, the human body that has somehow figured out how to coordinate billions of trillions of working parts, somewhere between 50 and 100 billion cells in the body that are coordinated through the body, that have a heart that can pump countless gallons of blood through 60,000 miles of circulatory vessels and pump billions of times in a lifetime. Just spending 15 seconds contemplating on this amazing human body of ours should be enough to wake us up to the fact that we shouldn't be needing doctors, we shouldn't be needing drugs to take care of what common sense habits of eating and breathing and exhaling and sleeping and general living can provide us. Stay away from the monster frankenfoods made by machines and factories. Stay away from the ridiculously sweet stuff like soda pop and cakes and candy bars. Breathe correctly, inhaling and exhaling. Learn to relax, rest, sleep, meditate. Take life easy, with good humor. Angels fly because they take life lightly, and learn to supplement correctly. As far as nutrients for the heart goes specifically, we left off talking in the last program about the B vitamin inositol, and it's a derivative IP6, inositol hexaphosphate. IP6 is found in beans, legumes, and grain portions of wheat, corn, rice, barley. We beat up a lot about on grains here on the bright side, but as that turns out, the bran portion, the outside part of grains, contains some pretty good nutrients. The bran of most grains is going to get you some fatty vitamins, vitamins E, vitamins K. The bran is a good source of fiber, and it's an especially good source of the B vitamins and B vitamin-like compounds like choline and inositol. The bran is that hard outside layer of a grain seed, and it's usually not used in processed flours and breads and cereals. All right, we're going to continue our talk on cardiovascular health, nutrition for the heart when we come back from our break. Our number is 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you like what you hear, we're here every day from 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central Time. We're also 24-7 on the archive page at brightsideben.com, where you will find a shopping cart with all the fine longevity products. Make sure you take a look at the Healthy Start Pack, which includes my personal favorite longevity product, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, you drink it up, and it gives your body that nice, low-level, steady-state influx of nutrients No spikes, just a nice low-level, steady state. Vitamin A, vitamin C, D, E, K. It's got plant-derived mineral powder, zinc, selenium, a cornucopia of nutrients. It's less than $50. It tastes great, and it's a great way to demonstrate to folks who don't believe how important it is to get on a nutritional supplement program, how effective nutritional supplementation can be. You can also call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470, especially if you're interested in learning how you can make some money selling the Longevity products. We're talking about cardiovascular health and some of the nutritional alternatives to prescription drugs. We've been spending a lot of time on the B-complex. As a matter of fact, tomorrow we're going to be talking to Dr. Kilmer McCulley. You're going to want to tune into that. Dr. McCulley has written a book called the Homocysteine Revolution. He's one of the first guys. In fact, I think he is the first guy to talk about the importance of the biochemical metabolite homocysteine as being a cause of heart disease. Back in the days when cholesterol was being discovered and people were thinking, well, maybe it is cholesterol and blood fats, the so-called lipid hypothesis that was being connected to heart disease. Dr. McCulley was one of those lone wolves out in the wilderness howling, no, it's homocysteine, it's not cholesterol. And Dr. McCulley ended up getting fired from his job. I believe it was some Ivy League school. I think it might have been Harvard, for just even contemplating, just even thinking that it might not be cholesterol, that it might be homocysteine. As it turns out today, we know Dr. McCulley was right on. And he's got some other interesting things to say about nutrition and the heart. We'll be talking to him tomorrow, so you're going to want to tune into that. The B vitamin inositol, or its derivative IP6, has some really interesting roles to play in the body. It's been used to treat cancer. It's been used to treat the heart. It's found in the bran part of grains. The bran is the outer layer of the grain seed. It's usually not going to be found in processed foods. So many people are deficient in inositol. Bran's some good stuff. A lot of folks know about bran flakes and bran muffins for bulking up stools and for treating constipation. But bran is a really good source of oils, and it's a really good source of fatty nutrients. Bran can be an important nutrient for skin health and for heart health, for bone health, aside from the fact that it's important for the digestive system. If you're trying to go gluten-free, if you have any kind of grain allergies, you should probably stay away from bran. There is a little bit of gluten in bran. Grain has three main parts: the germ, which is that center kernel, and there's lots of good nutrients in the germ; the endosperm, that's the starchy material in the middle, and that's the part of the grain that most of us get when we eat processed foods and refined flours; and then there's the bran. All three of these components can contain gluten and other problematic proteins. So if you have a digestive problem or food allergies, or you have some intolerances to gluten, you're going to probably want to stay away from the bran as well as from the germ and processed flours too. Another interesting factoid about IP6, inositol hexaphosphate, is its tendency to tie up minerals. IP6 is also known as phytic acid. And phytic acid, IP6, can make minerals like zinc and calcium and copper and iron and manganese unavailable to the digestive system. So if you're eating a lot of these kinds of grains that have phytic acid in them, you can run into a problem with mineral depletion or lack of minerals. This kind of connection, this magnetic attraction that phytic acid has to minerals is really an electrical process. It's called chelation, and phytic acid is known as a chelating agent. Inositol, phytic acid, the B vitamins in general have an electrical nature, and this electrical nature is actually what makes inositol an effective chelating agent. It's also what makes inositol really important for health. Inositol is kept in the lining of a cell, the so-called cell membrane, and this, it contributes to the electromagnetic energy of a cell membrane. But it also makes phytic acid or inositol IP6 a problematic food. It ties up minerals. So if you're using inositol hexaphosphate, if you've been listening to the program, you want to try some IP6, or you're taking bran, or you're taking flaxseeds. Flaxseeds are also a good source of inositol. It's probably best to take your minerals separately. Maybe do your flaxseeds in the morning and your minerals in the evening, or vice versa. Even waiting 3 to 4 hours between dosing can help prevent the chelating effects of inositol from tying up minerals. According to Dr. Shamsuddin, who wrote the book IP6, Nature's Revolutionary Cancer Fighter, the chelation effects of phytic acid and inositol have only been shown when the inositol is part of the whole grain. The chelating property doesn't appear to occur, at least this is what Dr. Shamsuddin says, when you take straight IP6. As far as the anti-cancer effects of IP6 are concerned, IP6 protects against carcinogenesis in several ways. First of all, it keeps cells from dividing in this chaotic way. It makes sure that cells divide in an orderly pace. Cancer cells divide in this crazy manner, and IP6 helps stabilize the division of cells. IP6 can actually do this with cancer cells that are already cancerous, and there are actually some studies that show that IP6 can stabilize the growth of a cell even after it has turned into a cancer cell. In addition, IP6, because of its chelating effects, its a magnetic attraction for minerals, specifically iron, can also protect against cancer, and IP6 also functions as an antioxidant. And not only is pure IP6 anti-cancer, but it can inhibit cancer in its very early stages, even before the cancer is detectable. Also, much in the same way inositol traps and chelates and binds up minerals, straight IP6 may not have that same kind of chelating effect that inositol has when it's in grains, when it's taken in as phytic acid. In a cancer study that was quoted by the good doctor, Dr. Shamsuddin, rats that were fed IP6 containing bran showed a 16% reduction in tumor incidence, while rats who were fed IP6 straight showed a 33% reduction in tumor incidence. So you may get a little bit better cancer effects or anti-cancer effects if you take your IP6 straight. There's also a form of inositol called myo-inositol, which is like inositol, but it's found in grains, it's found in nuts, and it's found in seeds. It's also like inositol in the sense that it's been used to treat anxiety disorders and obsessive-compulsive disorders, insomnia, or sleeping aid. Inositol has some really, really nice relaxing effects. You can get those relaxing effects from IP6 and from myo-inositol, although myo-inositol is a little bit harder to track down, but if you can find it, at least according to the literature, it may have a little bit more relaxing effects than regular straight inositol. Still, inositol is pretty darn relaxing on its own, and you may not need the myo-inositol. In addition to the anti-anxiety effects, myo-inositol can be more effective in treating some of the insulin disorders. Inositol, if you look at it, the chemical structure of inositol, it actually looks like sugar. The chemical structure of inositol is very similar to the chemical structure of glucose. And this gives inositol some really important anti-diabetic properties. If you have blood sugar issues, if you have insulin issues, if you're pre-diabetic or diabetic, if you have PCOS, inositol or myo-inositol or even IP6 is a great nutritional supplement. Myo-inositol, by the way, is also effective, some people believe anyway, for treating fertility. For improving fertility, I should say. In a study that was published in the European Review of Medical and Pharmacological Sciences, myo-inositol was shown to improve egg and embryo quality, and in a second study in the journal Human Reproduction, myo-inositol was shown to improve follicle health, too. All right, we're going to come back with your phone calls. You're listening to The Bright Side. Our number is 866-582-9933. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family.
peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand-cranked LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're going to try to get to all our phone calls. Got a bunch of you guys holding on. I want to remind you, though, when we talk about inositol and choline, inositol and choline are still components of bile. And if you have digestive issues, if you have bile issues, if you've had a gallbladder removed, above and beyond all these benefits that we've been talking about this morning, the anti-anxiety benefits, the anti-cancer benefits, the nerve transmission benefits, the cell health benefits, the brain health benefits, the heart benefits that inositol and choline provide, above and beyond that, inositol and choline are also parts of the bile system. This is amazing, folks. Look at all these things you get from just two supplements. You get bile production, you get brain health, nerve transmission health, anti-anxiety benefits, anti-insomnia benefits, heart benefits, helps the digestive system. Does anyone out there think that there's a drug that can do any of this stuff? What would a drug that could improve brain health and heart health and improve blood sugar control and fertility and improve digestive health and help improve heart health, what would a drug like that be worth? And what if a drug had all those benefits and had zero side effects? What would that be worth? With all of these benefits, and considering how woefully, pathetically inadequate the standard American diet is in providing these nutrients, doesn't it seem possible or even likely that much of what we call diseases in this country are really nothing more than nutritional deficiencies, at least from the physical perspective? Can you see why it is so, so, so important to get on a good nutritional supplement program? Can you see why any serious healthcare professional, especially a doctor, especially a healthcare professional that's involved with medicine, absolutely, positively must understand, must make themselves completely familiar with how these powerful medicinal nutritional biochemicals work? If you or your family, or you or someone in your family or a loved one has a history of heart disease or diabetes, or even if you just want to protect them or protect yourself, if you have liver disease or fatty liver, or if you just want to have good health, if you want to improve your digestive system, if you want to improve the activity of your bile, and especially if you had your gallbladder removed, you need to take these substances, choline, inositol, lecithin, and we'll be talking about a lot more ways that you can protect the bile and the heart system in the coming days. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Without further ado, let us take our first phone call. Chris in Texas, what's going on?
How's it going? This is your student in Austin.
Greetings, Chris.
Howdy. I got one quick comment before I get into my questions. I know you're talking about phytic acid.
Yes.
On grains. I know one thing that the most people are missing from their traditional diet was usually with grains, you're supposed to soak grains for 24 to 48 hours to get over that phytic acid.
That's usually exactly right. And sprout it. Yeah, once you sprout a grain, you take a lot of the anti-nutrients, and phytic acid is considered an anti-nutrient because of its chelating properties, but you can get rid of a lot of those anti-nutrients when you sprout your grains, and that is a very good point. Thanks for bringing that up, Chris. How can we help you?
Okay, I have two questions for you. As far as enlarged prostate, what actually causes that? If you know more specifically, and I actually, after you get through that, I got a question about vitamin, mineral.
Now, when you talk about enlarged prostate, you're talking about inflamed prostate, and there's several things that can cause it. One is bacteria. They refer to that as prostatitis, and that's a bacterial infection. You can also get an inflammation or an enlarged prostate from growth, from cancer, and that's the second problem with prostate growth. And the third issue, BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, is simply an inflammatory issue. One of the things that happens to the body as we get older, especially if we're not taking care of ourselves, is we get inflammation, and inflammation is at the root of all disease. That inflammation can occur anywhere in the body, and that's the important point. It's not so much the organ or the structure that's inflamed, it's the fact that there's inflammation in the system. The medical model wants us to be diverted. It wants us to focus on it, on the prostate or the joints or the thyroid or whatever the particular structure is that's being affected. What I'm talking about here on the bright side is forgetting the structure. We just want to approach the biochemical breakdown that's causing the problem, regardless of whether it is the prostate or the thyroid or the joints or the pancreas or any other system in the body. Why is the body inflaming? Now, when you ask that question, then you go into the inflammatory process, and the inflammatory process is the flip side of the immune system. It's how the immune system shows up. So when you have inflammation, you're looking more than likely at, as long as there's no cancer or infection, you're looking more than likely as an active immune system. And if you've heard this program before, you know that whenever there's an activated immune system, the first thing you want to look at is the digestive system. So to answer your question, there's three reasons why the prostate inflames: bacteria, cancer, and as long as there's no bacteria and cancer, then it's some kind of inflammatory process that's occurring, usually secondary to the digestive system. So what's the next question?
Okay, I'm getting pretty familiar with chemistry, biology, and amino acids. Quick question. I'm not too familiar with selenium, but I know it's noticed that when I one thing about selenium is called, one of the amino acids is methionine.
methionine, selenium monomethionine you're talking about?
Yeah, why is that? Is that the actual technical name for selenium?
No. All minerals, when you take them as a nutritional supplement, will have a second word attached to them. So just to give you a simple example, you'll never see calcium by itself. You'll always see calcium carbonate or calcium glycinate or calcium aspartate. That second piece that's attached to the mineral has an implication in how well the body will be handling it. So to go back to our calcium example, calcium carbonate is not handled as well by the body as, say, calcium citrate is. When it comes to zinc, zinc picolinate is handled by the body much better than zinc sulfate is. When it comes to selenium, selenium monomethionine, which is the form of selenium I think you were talking about, is handled by the body very effectively, unlike, say, something like selenium sulfide, which can actually be toxic to the body. Selenium sulfide is the form of selenium that you'll find in topical preparations, like shampoos, for example. So the second word is not the mineral. It's called the salt form of the mineral, and it has an implication in how well the body will actually handle that mineral. When it comes to selenium, I would look for selenium monomethionine. That is the best form of selenium, and that's the one you'll find in more premium nutritional products.
Right. I was kind of curious. I was familiar with the second part. I noticed that methionine is one of the amino acids.
Amino acid.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious what the difference
is. That's why it's selenium monomethionine is so well handled by the body, because you're actually giving yourself an amino acid with that selenium. You look at a mineral and it says mineral chelate, and thanks so much for your call, by the way, Chris. I hope we helped you out. When you see a mineral and it says a chelated form of the mineral, usually that chelated form of the mineral is going to be an amino acid like methionine. Selenium monomethionine can be thought of as a chelated form of selenium. Selenium chelate or selenium monomethionine. And by the way, that's spelled monomethionine, and that's the form of selenium that you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine product. Thanks for that point about the phytic acid, Chris. I appreciate that, and thanks for your call. Okay, Mary in Oregon, what's going on?
I have severe allergies, food allergies, which means I can eat very little variety. I'm sure I'll need more than one conversation about this because I don't know.
Probably. I'm going to give you a couple ideas. Yeah, you and I will probably have to talk about that a little bit more than we can do in the radio, but I'll give you a couple ideas when we come back from our break, okay? Hang tight, Mary. Thanks so much for your call. Our number is 866-582-9933. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more good health information on the Bright Side right after this.
Hi, it's MZ with an important message for you. Longevity vitamin supplements work. Listen to Alex Jones.
6 months ago, Michael Zwirling, who's the owner of a few stations we're on out in California, big stations, said, look, Ted, believe me, this stuff's real. Try these vitamins. They're in a liquid form. They're the type you actually absorb. There's over 90 of them. Try it. Ted had a knee so bad he's about to have surgery. He took this cartilage supplement they've got gone. Now, when you drink the Tangy Tangerine, this isn't like your normal vitamin thing where it just tastes like little sweet sugar. But, I mean, it's powerful. You can taste the vitamins. You can taste all the flavors. You can taste the, things you've never tasted before. And I studied history. I've looked at it. I think these are the best supplements out there, bar none. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Remember that web address. To buy Beyond Tangy Tangerine at wholesale prices or to join our Alex Jones business team, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
GCN listeners, if your New Year's resolution is to improve your health, then you need to visit VitalityPlusOne.com. For over 15 years, VitalityPlusOne.com has offered the finest health products on the market, like Green Star juice extractors and Energy Star hydraulic juice presses that pull out every last bit of liquid from fruits and vegetables, and high-quality blenders like the BlendTec HP3. VitalityPlusOne.com also carries water distillers, sprouters, and the Sedona Food Dehydrator. Be sure and check out supplements like organic powder greens, green products for your four-legged friends, and the best-tasting raw honey on the market today. And for liver support, VitalityPlusOne.com carries Pharmanac NAC. Call 888-473-2141. That's 888-473-2141. Or visit VitalityPlusOne.com. VitalityPlusOne.com. Your choice for finer health products since 1996.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
As we age, we lose both strength and muscle mass. Undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows is nature's most powerful food to gain back lost muscle. Virtually all whey protein powders or drinks have been damaged during processing or are high in sugar. This damaged whey causes a significant loss in the ability of the body to build new muscle proteins. The high sugar content will stop all the benefits of your growth hormone from causing muscle repair. By giving your body easily absorbed, undamaged whey, free of added sugar, you may be able to gain back lost muscle and strength. One World Whey is truly undamaged whey protein powder free of added sugar. Both young and elderly are reporting increases in muscle strength and size without any additional exercise. Go to oneworldwhey.com, that's oneworldwhey.com, to read or hear some impressive testimonies to this effect. Or call 888-988-3325, that's 888-988-3325.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And welcome back to The Bright Side. I'm your host, nutritional pharmacist Ben. 866-582-9933 is our number if you want to get on board today. If you want to learn more about the longevity products, you can check out my website, brightsideben.com. If you want to help me in my mission to help educate the world about how important it is to get on a nutritional supplement program, click on that Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page, and somebody will get back to you with information about the longevity products. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nassima or Frank or Danette or Angela at 866-735-2470 to make sure you ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine Multivitamin Mineral Complex Powder. You add it to water, drink it up. Tastes great, price great, and it's a wonderful way to get a nice steady state level of nutrients into your body throughout the day. Okay, we are talking to, who are we talking to? Mary in Oregon. Mary, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, a couple things for you with food allergies. First of all, try to avoid digesting food. And by that I mean try to drink as much of your nutrients as possible using soups and juices and smoothies and bypass the digestive system as best as you can, the whole enzyme system and bile and the liver and the gallbladder. Drinking your nutrients will help you do that. If there's allergens in what you're drinking, you're still going to react, but it's a nice start. You do also, of course, want to be avoiding triggers, but there are some nutrients that you can take that can help support the immune system and that have antihistaminic, antihistamine properties. Histamine is one of your main allergic chemicals. Vitamin C has antihistaminic properties. There are bioflavonoids, and these are materials that are found in vegetables, fruits and vegetables that contain vitamin C. There's something called quercetin, Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, that has some nice antihistaminic properties. Quercetin, and that's a bioflavonoid, and all bioflavonoids do. You can actually get bioflavonoid capsules at the health food store. They come in 500 milligram or 1,000 milligram caps. So taking vitamin C and bioflavonoids, especially quercetin, can help. And then using digestive enzymes can sometimes help protect you from food allergies. Getting on bromelain or papain, the ultimate enzymes from longevity have both bromelain and papain in them. That can help you. And then also probiotics may be helpful as well. get on a really good probiotic. You never want to skimp on your probiotic. I know I say that all the time, but it's very, very important to reinforce. If you're just taking one probiotic, folks, that's not going to help you any. You need on the order of 5 or 6 or 7 capsules. Most capsules come around 10 billion units per capsule. So for most of us, we're going to need 40 or 50, even up to 70 or 80 billion units. That's 7 or 8 capsules a day. Divide them up, maybe 3 in the morning, 3 in the afternoon, a couple at night, something along those lines. And that ought to help, too. So probiotics, digestive enzymes, bioflavonoids, especially the bioflavonoid quercetin, vitamin C, making sure you're taking your digestive enzymes, and then also drinking as much of your nutrients as possible, trying to minimize the amount of work that the digestive system does. Those are all strategies for avoiding food allergies. And, of course, you're going to want to stay away from the big trigger foods, which are dairy, grains, peanuts, eggs, and soy. And then beans and legumes can be problematic for folks as well. Thanks so much for calling, Mary, in Oregon. Appreciate it. And then if I didn't answer all your questions, you can always email me, ben@ksco.com. And if you guys are sending me emails, I got to tell you, I am way, 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 way behind on my emails. And it's almost impossible for me to answer all the emails. But if you do send me an email, make sure you put your phone number on there. And I do pick out a couple a day, and I try to call at least 2 or 3 of you guys a day. So if you put your phone number on there, it makes it much easier for me to communicate with you at ben@ksco.com. Okay, Tracy in New York, what's going on?
Diabetes.
Diabetes. Yes. Is that you? For you or a friend?
Pardon me?
For you or a loved one?
For my son as well as myself.
Okay. Well, diabetes is one of my all-time favorite disorders, if you could say that you have a favorite disease. You know why I like diabetes so much? Because it's so easy to treat. In fact, diabetes is one of the simplest and easy. It's so simple and so easy to treat that it's absolutely tragic that it is the second or third leading cause of, or the third leading cause of death in this country. And it is going estimated that half of Americans will be either diabetic or pre-diabetic by the year 2020. It's a serious, serious problem. It's tragic because it's so easy to treat. Number one, first and foremost, for anybody out there who's diabetic or pre-diabetic, also for anybody out there who's obese, who has cardiovascular issues, really for anybody who has any health issues, you have to stay away from foods that make your blood sugar shoot up. I call them insulin-spiking foods. And the reason I call them insulin-spiking foods is because when your blood sugar shoots up, your insulin will go up to try to combat that. That's the job of insulin. Insulin has a lot of jobs, but one of its main roles is to combat sugar. It fights sugar. So you eat sugar, you eat food that makes your blood sugar go up, insulin comes to the rescue, takes that sugar, and stashes it. It stashes it in fat cells is really where it stashes it. And that's one of the reasons why obesity is connected, or overweightness is connected with diabetes, is because of insulin. So staying away from foods that make your blood sugar go up and subsequently make your insulin go up is the first step. And it's the easiest step, because all you got to do is lay off the bread, the pasta, the cereal, the bagels. And I don't care if the American Diabetic Association says that you're supposed to eat whole grains. They don't know what the heck they're talking about. You know, there's a reason why diabetes has skyrocketed, even though the American Diabetic Association gets $200 billion a year in revenues. They don't do anything for diabetes because they don't know what the heck they're talking about. And by the way, most dietitians don't know what the heck they're talking about either, because they're all about whole grains, even if you have diabetes, and whole grains are like sugar. And everybody who has diabetes knows they have to stay away from sugar. So whole grains, bread, pasta, rice, potatoes, corn, cereal, fruit juice, Coca-Cola, desserts, cakes, all of those foods, you have to stay away from them. But here's the trick. Here's the rub. Willpower doesn't work. And I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself for our regular listeners, but we also have a lot of new listeners, and this is important. Willpower does not work. The drive for sugar is wired into the brain. And it's wired into the brain from millions of years of evolution. So you can't fight that. What you have to do is you have to get yourself more protein. The more protein you eat, the less you're going to want to crave those sugary foods, the insulin spiking or the blood sugar spiking foods. So getting yourself on a good protein supplement is key. Steak doesn't count as good protein, unfortunately. Hamburger's not good protein because of the cooking process. Use powdered protein. Whey protein is the best, unless you have a digestive issue. And then you have to go to hemp seed protein, or maybe something like Brazil nut protein, which is a little more exotic. Eat lots of eggs, great source of inositol and choline, which are good for diabetics, and also good sources of protein. Secondly, get yourself nutrients that help protect or help strengthen insulin. As insulin becomes stronger and more potent, your body does not have to secrete as much. Your pancreas doesn't have to secrete as much. Diabetes is more of an insulin disease than it is a blood sugar disease. It's blood sugar in the sense that it makes your insulin goes up, it makes your insulin go up, but really what you want to be focusing on is insulin. And this is a big mistake that physicians make. They'll test your blood sugar and they'll say, oh, well, your blood sugar is fine, you're okay, but they don't test your insulin. And insulin is really the problem. So what you have to do is you have to, number one, avoid the foods that make your insulin go up, and secondly, get in nutritional supplements that strengthen insulin, and there's a whole slew of them that do that. There's a product from Youngevity that's called Sweet Ease, and it contains two of the most important minerals for strengthening insulin. One is chromium. The other is vanadium. If you're going to take chromium, vanadium by themselves, not in the Sweet Ease, try to get yourself a 200 to 400 mcg of chromium after every meal. Try to get yourself 100 to 200 milligrams of vanadium after every meal. The entire B complex is a must-have for all blood sugar issues, especially thiamine, vitamin B1, and niacin, vitamin B3. I'd be using the B complex all day long, but especially after you eat a kind of food that can mess up your blood sugar or your insulin. But just do your B complex all day long. That's one of the neat things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, is that's exactly what it allows you to do. By filling up your, putting a scoop of Beyond Tangy Tangerine and filling up a water bottle with BTT water, you'll end up with a nice B complex liquid drink that you can drink up all day long, and it'll give your body a nice steady state low level input of the B complex of vitamins. So all the B vitamins are very important in addition to chromium and vanadium. The mineral zinc is very important for sugar metabolism and for insulin. I'd be taking 50 milligrams of zinc picolinate. Magnesium is very, very important for the blood sugar system, and most people, especially women, are deficient in magnesium because magnesium is lost in the blood. When women have their menstrual cycle, they'll lose magnesium. You want about 2,000 or so milligrams of magnesium a day. It's a great idea to get your magnesium in divided doses. And as we were talking about earlier, you want to stay away from phytic acid or grains or anything that can tie up the magnesium when you're supplementing with the magnesium. Taurine, the amino acid taurine, can be important. Inositol and choline, which we talked about earlier today, those are also important. There's lots of wonderful strategies for lowering your blood sugar and taking care of your diabetes. All right, that's all the time we have for today, folks. Thanks so much for listening. I appreciate all you guys. I'm Pharmacist Ben. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We will talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Guys, did you know that starting in your early 30s, your testosterone drops 1-3% each year? By 50, you may have already lost half your testosterone. That could explain a lot, like your low energy, muscle turning to fat, and a low drive in your romantic life. Discover Ageless Male, the first and only all-natural supplement that's clinically proven to boost your testosterone levels by 61% and still within healthy, normal ranges. And when your testosterone levels are healthy, you can feel more like you did 20 years ago. That energy, that focus and concentration, that passion in your love life. Be the man you used to be. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.